This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes. Also, make sure to check out and subscribe to our YouTube original channel, UCTV Prime, available only on YouTube at youtube.com/UCTV Prime. This UCTV podcast is sponsored in part by Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of digital audiobooks available, including many by guests you've heard here on UCTV. Audible.com is offering UCTV podcast listeners a free 30-day trial subscription and one free audiobook download. Just visit audibletrial.com/UCTV to sign up. That's audibletrial.com/UCTV. And thanks.
And welcome back to UCLA Bruin Talk. We talked about spring sports, but our first guests have been working all year long. They start their season in the fall, then they have a break, and then they come back and compete for the championships in the spring. They are UCLA's divers, and we're very pleased to have two of them with us. Emma Ivory Gagne and Michelle Vale are with us, and thanks for joining us on Bruin Talk.
Thanks for having us.
We talk about the work that the divers do. Your season really does span the whole year, Emma, doesn't it?
It does. We started in October, and we went until November, and then we had a break, and now we're back this weekend for our first meet in the winter.
And you had a really good fall. You were named Diver of the Month in November. That's got to feel great.
Yeah, it's an honor to be recognized, and we all had a great fall start, so we're excited about the winter.
Michelle, the senior year for you, it's got to be interesting going into your last season competing at UCLA.
Yeah, I still remember being a freshman. It's so weird that it's actually here and I'm a senior, and I'm excited to be done, but wish I could stay forever.
Emma, the Pac-12 championships are coming up at the end of February, but you guys were telling us that there's a lot of competition between now and then. What are you most looking forward to in this period?
I'm excited to work on some new dives and just work on executing in a competition setting. And we have some dual meets against Stanford and Cal and USC, so that'll be fun to compete against other Pac-12 schools and get ready for the Pac-12 conference meet.
The NCAA zone championships for the divers are going to be in Colorado Springs this year. Does diving at altitude make a difference?
Not really, no. We were there last year for zones as well, and it was fine.
Michelle, you dive on the 1 meter and the 3 meter. It sounds like nothing, but 3 meter is still 10 feet. What is your favorite event?
I really like 3 meter springboard. I feel like on 1 meter you can't really, everyone does the same dives, but on 3 meter you can do different things and stand out better.
Have you worked on new dives, or are you working on improving the dives you've done before?
Both. I'm in the process of learning some or perfecting some new dives that I'm working on, and keep working on them until Pac-12s, and then make a decision at the end of the year if I should use it then or not.
Emma, in addition to the 1 meter and the 3 meter, you do the tower. That's the 10 meter, or to put it in football terms, that's a first down. On behalf of all of the Bruin fans, let me just ask you simply, are you crazy?
It's definitely nerve-wracking. I am afraid of heights, but it's just something I've done since I was little, and I don't know, I've just continued to do it here, and it's fun at times, scary at others, but I enjoy it for the most part.
Can I ask you, how did you get up there the first time? I mean, not many divers are going to say, oh, I want to get up on that really high thing and do a bunch of flips and maybe land in the water.
I think the first time I ever did it, I was like 14, so I was more young, and just everyone on my club team did it, and our coach told us to do it, so we all didn't really think much of it. We just thought it was what you do. So.
But at some point, you realized, I'm pretty good at this.
I mean, I competed it in high school more often when I learned harder dives and had a competitive list, and I don't know, I had some success, and it's definitely changed. Like, learning harder dives becomes scarier, and it's a lot mentally almost more than physically, so it's been working out.
Michelle, UCLA, of course, is blessed with the greatest weather in the country, but your facility is outdoors, and you're training now in January, where we have some times of rain and some days where it's windy. Do you still train when it's raining?
Obviously. Of course we do. We train in anything except for horizontal rain, because then if the rain is going sideways, we kind of get disoriented, but we train in everything.
When you're training on a rainy day, does the raindrops hitting the pool help you get a sense of where the water is, or do you have a good sense of that anyway?
We have a good sense of it, and also at all times we have like a sprayer going into the water so that we can see the perception or the depth of the water.
Emma, we've seen on the Olympics the divers featured in the warm pool when they get out of the pool. Do you have a warm pool here at UCLA?
Yeah, we do. It's right behind the 1 meters, and it's really helpful like in January when it's cold and we're standing outside wet, so it's nice to have like a warm area to go.
You ever hope that the coaches look the other way so you kind of stay in there?
Maybe at times.
Tom Stebbins is pretty aware of what's going on, isn't he?
Yeah,
he doesn't
let
you get away with that. Well, as you get set for competition against the Pac-12 schools, is it a different mindset than the meets you have in the fall where it's really kind of getting ready for the season?
I would say the first time that I would say it feels different is the conference meet because it just feels a bigger scale. But other than that, the other meets are just kind of similar to the fall. It's just another competition, and that's usually how I try to treat it.
Emma, we were talking about having the warm pool, and usually the casual fan only sees that warm pool on TV when they're watching the Olympics. And you got to compete at the Olympic trials this last summer. Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about that experience. How was that different from competing at an NCAA meet?
It was a great experience. I was very excited to be able to compete in that meet. And it was a lot different than a regular NCAA meet. There was cameras everywhere. It's just you could feel like how large it was. And it was really exciting to watch people become Olympians, like experience their dream, and it was just a great competition to be a part of.
Once every 4 years, the non-diving fans focus on diving. It's shown a lot at the Olympics. Does that carry over, Michelle, into people's interest in your competitions the next year?
Not as much as we would like. I think some people will probably watch it a little more, but not as much. Most people just watch it every 4 years.
Well, now, I mean, students have a great chance because of the facility, the Speaker Aquatic Center, that didn't exist here until a couple of years ago. People have a chance to now see diving in person. You used to have to go to the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center. That's not down the street.
Yeah.
Is there any way that you think you can get the students out to watch what you guys do?
We've had more people come in more now than in the past. We've been like creating Facebook events and inviting all of our friends.
Does a crowd matter to you when you're getting ready for competition?
I don't think so. Personally, I just focus on my diving and try not to pay attention to anyone else.
What's the mental framework when you're diving in a meet? How do you zone everything else out?
I usually have my headphones in. I kind of like to be by myself and just go into a little corner and get ready.
As you're getting set for a meet in practice, and as a senior now, you've got some wisdom to pass along to some of the younger members of the team. How have you imparted your knowledge to them?
I just have been helping our new freshmen, Montana and Maggie. You just kind of have to, when they're having issues, just give them your experience and tell them it's going to be okay, and they'll get through it, and it is freshman year, and it will be okay.
Emma, last year at the Pac-12 Championships, you actually set the UCLA school record for the 3 meter in scoring. It must feel nice to have a school record and only be a sophomore.
It was definitely cool. I had no idea that I had broken the record, but it's definitely a cool thing, and we all hope to take it down this year.
There are subtle things that make a difference between a great score and a not-so-great score. How aware are you in the middle of the dive of how you're doing on that dive?
For me, I'm usually definitely aware. Like, I can tell the second I take off the board how it's going to work out, and you just try to kind of make changes in the air to get the best outcome you can.
When you're practicing leading up to a meet, do you try to do the exact same run-up every time? I mean, how patterned is that takeoff?
You definitely do the same takeoff for each dive in practice, and you just try to keep it as similar as you will do it in the meet to have the practice under your belt.
I've already questioned your sanity, Emma, but I haven't asked you what your favorite event is. What do you like doing the best?
My favorite event has become 3 meter. I've definitely grown to enjoy it a lot more, and I enjoy working on hard dives and just trying to jump really high.
Well, the springboard is an interesting event because not only do you have to get the steps right, but you've got to have the right amount of force into the board. Everything's got to be working kind of in unison going up. Mm-hmm. How much do you work on getting that takeoff right?
A lot. It's definitely a major part of springboard is having the right timing and board work, so it's something we definitely focus on a lot.
This season, Michelle, what's it going to take for you to have your personal bests?
I think I need to just keep doing what I'm doing and training hard and treating practice like a meet so that in the meet I don't get nervous. And also, I think just being healthy at the end of the year will be a good bonus.
You had to redshirt a couple years ago with back problems, mm-hmm. and that would be tough for a diver, but you've learned to accommodate and to excel. How great did it feel getting back into the pool?
It was one of the best feelings to be able to come back and just be able to do what I love and train and compete. It was wonderful.
Emma, do you like to show off when you go to parties? Diving and pool parties? Are you the star, or do you just kind of stay in the background?
I definitely stay in the background.
Do you guys enjoy swimming for fun, or is this always kind of a business to you?
I enjoy it for fun a lot of times. I mean, on the weekends, I usually like to take a break from the pool, but when the weather is nice, it's nice to get
in the water.
Well,
you're from the Woodlands, Texas, and it's pretty hot and humid down there,
yeah.
So I imagine you spend a lot of time in the water.
We do.
Michelle, how about you? You're from Huntington Beach. Spend a lot of time in the ocean growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I know how to surf. I don't really do it that often, but I grew up in the water since I was like 3, probably.
If you do surf and you start wiping out, do you do like a double flip on the way down? Well, we thank you both for coming in. We hope you have a great season, and best of luck to you and all the Bruin divers.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more UCLA Bruin Talk right after this public service announcement.
A trophy can be made just about anywhere. But there's one place where champions are made. UCLA, champions meet here.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Bruin Talk. It is now time to honor our Student Athlete of the Week. This week, we honor Thea Lemberger of women's basketball as our Athlete of the Week. In UCLA's win over St. Joseph's, Thea tied her career high in making 4 three-pointers, finishing the game with 20 points. Thea has started in all of the games she has played this season. At the guard position, Thea has a 449 field goal percentage and is averaging 10.2 points per game. Congratulations, Thea, and good luck with the rest of the season. If you would like additional information about UCLA athletics, please visit our website at uclabruins.com.
And Thea Lemberger finishing against St. Joseph's 4 three-pointers in a row. Then she made her first 3 on the road against Oregon. So she made 7 in a row. Great job, Thea. Welcome back to Bruin Talk. And it's our chance to talk to one of the best programs on campus. Tennis is always good. Last year made it to the NCAA semifinals. Had a heartbreaking loss to USC. But revenge is on their minds because they get USC twice in the regular season. We're joined by Dennis and Dennis. That makes it easy. We have Dennis Novikoff and Dennis McCurchin. Welcome back to UCLA Bruin Talk.
Thank you.
Dennis, we talked about last year's heartbreak in the NCAAs. Did that deflate the team or serve as motivation for this year?
Definitely served as motivation. You know, we took that loss, but we decided, you know, that we're just going to have to work harder, you know, and come back stronger. You know, everyone's playing well and everyone's stepping up their game, you know, last fall, you know, practicing hard. So, you know, we're definitely looking forward to playing them again.
Dennis, number one, UCLA is ranked number 3 in the country. Do preseason rankings mean anything going into conference play?
At the beginning of the conference, it doesn't really matter what your ranking is. It's kind of what your ranking is at the end of the season, and what you go into NCAAs is what really matters.
You both play in doubles as well as singles play. And Dennis, I want to ask you about coming into the season last year in the middle of the season. You came to UCLA in March of 2012, whereas some of the guys had already been together. How important is team chemistry, and how did you adjust joining the team in the middle of the season?
I mean, it was definitely interesting coming into the season mid-season. Just getting used to college tennis, for switching from regular tennis, there's just a couple different rules, and just bonding with everyone on the team. It took a couple of weeks, but by the end of the season, I felt pretty comfortable with everyone, and I think the same for everyone else.
Dennis, number 2, and I only say that because you're sitting on that side, but Dennis McCurchin, you played U.S. Junior Davis Cup, and now you're playing college tennis. Those are both team-oriented formats, unlike a lot of tennis, that's really individual. What's the difference between playing on a team as opposed to playing for yourself?
Well, the first thing is it's definitely a lot more fun, you know, just being around teammates and just having a blast, you know, like, you know, the other Dennis said, chemistry, chemistry is huge, and it was just a lot of fun, both things. And when you play alone, you're just all alone out there, and it's just, you know, all on you. But, you know, when you're playing with a team, you know, they're behind you, you know, behind you at all times. They have your back, and they, you know, support you, and it just makes it a lot more fun.
Dennis Novikov, you played doubles and singles last year, and you had a very good doubles record. And again, you just came to UCLA at the start of spring quarter. How hard was it, or easy for you, to develop chemistry on the doubles court?
I mean, I played with my partner Nick Meister last year a couple times before I started, just like in some regular tournaments outside of college. So, I mean, so when I came in and played with him, I felt it was pretty easy to get adapted with him. It was good.
Dennis Berkirchen, do you like playing singles or doubles better?
Yeah, I like both. They're both, you know, a lot different, you know. But last year I played a little more singles, and, you know, I felt more comfortable. But, you know, off season I've been working a lot on my volleys, you know, playing a lot more doubles. So I feel great on both, you know, sides.
Learning the quickness at the net in doubles, does that translate over to helping you with serve and volley on the singles side?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of things in doubles helps the singles, you know, like volleying, you know, coming in quickly, just almost every aspect of doubles really helps your game in the singles.
Dennis, UCLA tennis is such a historic program. So many great players and coaches have walked through the halls of the same buildings you walk through now. It's got to feel great to put on UCLA every single tennis match.
Yeah, I mean, I love putting on the UCLA colors and the UCLA name. Just being associated with the school and representing them everywhere is just kind of an honor.
You're both young players. You're both sophomores. You had a lot of experience playing on the way up. You get to UCLA, and suddenly you're in a nationally ranked program where there's a lot of attention. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? How does the attention affect you?
I think the attention is a good thing. Just kind of motivates all of us to strive, do better, and just always compete harder.
We talked about the USC matches. You get them twice during the Pac-12 play. The first time's at their place. The second time's here at the LA Tennis Center. Big difference playing home and away, and when you're both in the same city.
No, there is a big difference. Actually, last year they came here and they beat us. You know, even though we had, you know, the whole crowd and we have all the support, but, you know, I think when you go to their place, you, as a team, you're more, you know, closer, and it's like you against the world almost, because, you know. And so we actually went to USC last year, and we beat them on their home turf. You know, we snapped their, like, 40-plus match winning streak, so that was huge. And, you know, that was awesome. But I think it's great having, you know, your home crowd supporting you, but it's also, you know, when you go on the road and face a team like that, it makes a team a lot closer, you know.
Dennis Novikov, the LA Tennis Center on campus at UCLA hosts a professional tournament every summer. It's got to be kind of a great feeling knowing that your home court is where some of the greatest players in the world, Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi, Jim Courier, they all played well here in Los Angeles. It's got to be cool playing in the same court that those guys have played on.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely awesome playing here with all the great players that come through here. I mean, it kind of inspires you as well, so hopefully one day we'll play as well here.
Dennis Grantchen is in his first season as an assistant coach with the team. He's been incorporated with the team through operations and managerial aspects. What do you think he'll bring to the team as a coach?
Well, you know, Grant's been everything to the team last few years. He's like, you know, a big heart and soul, you know. He's huge. So him coming here is great because all the players feel so relaxed and so happy to be around him. And you know, he knows his stuff for sure. And, he helps out. He's very encouraging. You know, he's got a lot of great advice. So just everything, you know, he brings a lot of good things to the table, and I'm telling you, everyone's really excited about him, you know, being on the team.
You guys had some tournaments in the fall, then you had the holiday break, now getting ready for the real meat of your schedule. What are you working on now over the break? Did you play a lot of tennis? Did you take some time away from it? How intense was the schedule?
Well, we did both. You know, obviously, you know, Christmas, New Year's, you know, we kind of took it easy, but we're definitely always practicing. You know, tennis is a year-round sport, so we're practicing hard all the time, especially right before the season. We were fine-tuning things, getting ready, becoming a little more match tough. So, you know, just becoming a lot more focused, especially right before the season.
Dennis, number one, how do you get match tough without playing matches? Do ladder matches amongst your teammates serve the same function?
Yeah, I mean, definitely during practice, we play a lot of practice matches against each other, and we mix it up, playing different people just to get different game styles against each other. I mean, that's really the best way to prepare for real matches.
Coach Billy Martin's got a lot of people to watch and a lot of combinations to put out on the court. Is his style hands-on during this preseason period, or does he kind of let you guys work through mistakes and then talk about it later?
I mean, he's a little bit of both. I mean, he's hands-on when it needs to be, and he also understands that you need to work through things yourself. So that's kind of, he does both, so it's good.
UCLA, of course, plays on the hard court surface here. Have you had experience playing on grass, on clay? What do you like the best?
I've played on almost every surface that you can play on. So I personally prefer hard court over anything just because it's the standard I practice on every day. Grass and clay is not as common in the U.S.
Yeah. Dennis, number two, same question. What's your experience been playing on other surfaces?
I got to say the same thing as, you know, Dennis, number one. I like hard the best, you know, clay, grass, indoor, you know, they're all cool, but nothing, you know, beats hard. Me.
Amongst hard courts, though, there's different speeds on the hard courts.
Yeah.
How would you rank the UCLA surface as far as the speed of the courts?
Oh, it's definitely one of the more slower courts. It's actually really slow, and it's good because, you know, you have more time for the ball, and it's more like the professional tournaments because a lot of the professional ATP tournaments are really slow. So that's cool. That's good that they prepare us like that.
Well, it gives you time for those long rallies that everybody likes to see.
Exactly.
What do you see as your biggest challenges this year moving forward into conference play?
You know, just staying focused. I mean, we're one of the you know, top teams, like you said. You know, we always have a bullseye on our back, so we just got to stay focused, you know, play tough, and, you know, especially when we play the, you know, top opponents like USC, you know, we just got to go out there and fight and give it our all, and, you know, there's no reason for us not to win. So.
Dennis Novikov, you have now been here for coming up on a year. Tell us a little bit about what your favorite things are about UCLA.
Personally, I love the campus here. Everything is just great here. The facilities here are amazing. The people as well. Everyone's really nice and friendly. And personally, I just like the classes as well. Just everything's a great learning environment, so I just love everything about here.
You got to like the weather to play tennis, too. We were talking before the show started about getting ready to play in Athens, Georgia, with the humidity down there and some of the things the team did to prepare for that. You don't have to worry about that too much in Los Angeles. How bad does the weather have to be to get you off the courts?
To get us off the courts, it has to be pretty bad. I mean, the only reason we're not on the court is if it's raining or snowing. If it's cold, we're usually on the court. It doesn't matter.
And Santa Ana winds and winds we have in the winter sometimes whipping around West Los Angeles. It's hard to adjust playing in the wind, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't stop us, but, you know, we do have to adjust to it. It makes it a lot more interesting, but we play through, you know, everything, no matter how bad the wind is.
As you look forward to the upcoming season, what are the parts of your game that you worked on the most getting ready for this year?
Well, everyone has different things they're really working on. Like, personally, me, you know, maybe, you know, stepping in on the backhand, you know, working on my second serve. That's what I've been working on. But, yeah, no, everyone has their things they need to work on, but, yeah.
Do you model, Dennis, your game against some of the pros, or how do you borrow pieces of their styles?
I mean, you take a little bit from everybody, just from the extent to, like, how they hit it, but kind of all your strokes are kind of your own. You always put your own kind of twist on everything. So there's not everyone's pretty unique.
Dennis, number two. I don't think he likes being called number two.
Well, it's only by way of seating.
Okay, but I want to ask you, what's a typical day like right now? UCLA's just started school again. You guys are gearing up for competition season. Take us through a typical day.
You know, we wake up. We have fitness at 8 in the morning, so we wake up at, you know, around 7, we do weights, and then, you know, most of us have class right after, so we go to class, have some lunch, go practice for 2.5 hours, and by that time it's 5 o'clock, get dinner, and then, you know, you're in your room at 7:30, you know, studying. So it's pretty routine, and that's what we usually do.
Casual fans see the strokes, but they don't see the legworks. But tennis is a running sport. What kind of running do you do to stay in shape to battle on the court?
I mean, we definitely do a mix of sprints and conditioning. I mean, we have to do some days we do long distance, some days we do kind of just more sprint work on a track because, I mean, the court's not very long, so it's not far you can go on it.
The NCAA championships are the goal of every team. Is it too early to look ahead toward the end of the season?
Oh yeah, it's, you know, we focus on one match at a time. You know, we're still looking at Santa Barbara on the 23rd of January. But in the back of, you know, it's hard not to think about that in the back of your mind. You know, coach tries, you know, not to have us think about it too much, but you know, that's our ultimate goal every year, and that's what we want to win. And so we kind of do gear toward that, but we still focus on every match, you know, coming up. So.
Well, we wish you both the best of luck in the upcoming season, and Bruin fans can follow all of the information about the UCLA tennis team on UCLABruins.com. Dennis and Dennis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you for joining us. We hope you'll be with us next time when Allison and I return for another great show. Until then, so long from Westwood.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.